Dr. Robert Putnam told about 200 Bay residents about the results of research he conducted for his new book, American Grace: How Religion Divides and Unites Us. After surveying 3,000 Americans in 2006 and 2007, he found that since the 1950s, Americans have become much more religiously polarized, with more now very religious and more not religious at all. But he says most Americans are also more tolerant.
And the reason for that is that over these same years, when in public we've been fighting more about religious issues, in private we've built more and more dense personal ties that cross our religious boundaries. So intermarriage, for example, is way up.
Putnam, who is the Malcolm Professor of Public Policy at Harvard University, said part of the reason for this is Americans live in less segregated communities than they used to.
We used to live in a Catholic part of town, or a Protestant part of town, or in a Catholic region, or a Protestant region. For example, we didn't have friends across faith lines, but we didn't really know people of other religions, but that's been transformed as people, first of all, went to school and then got to know other people and then became attracted in romantic terms. And now, right now, in the year 2010, most marriages are interfaith marriages.
Does this indicate to you then that there is little discrimination amongst Americans of different religions?
Much less discrimination among people of different religions. We asked people to rank how they felt about all the religions in the country, and astonishingly, the two most popular religions, I mean, not among their own members, but among other people, the two most popular religions in America now are Jews and Catholics, which certainly 50 years ago or 100 years ago would not have been the case.
The religion with the least support in America is Islam. Putnam said the average American is hostile toward Muslims, but also toward Buddhists. So Putnam believes the hostility toward Islam is not a result of terrorism by Islamist extremists. He says it's just strangeness, a lack of information and familiarity.
It has to do with the fact we just don't know people, and therefore all Americans, or the average American, is a little more standoffish, and therefore there are these anti-Muslim incidents, for example, which are regrettable. But they are regrettable, and I'm not defending them at all, but I would think, in fact, that that's a kind of a stage that we're going through with respect to new Islamic Americans that we used to go through with respect to Jewish Americans or Catholic Americans.
Putnam said it's hard to predict what will happen, but he's optimistic that Americans will follow the adapting and welcoming path followed in the past. Donna Palmer attended Putnam's presentation in Sarasota and said she found his research fascinating. The Buffalo, New York native said religion is unique to each person in America.
And I think it would be a shame if we lost that. Because we aren't just material, we're spiritual. And if our spirituality isn't authentic, it's really of no use.
Norman Plotnick from Longboat Key was also at the event. He says Putnam was right on the money. Plotnick said Americans should strive to learn more about other people and their religions. He says there are actually little differences between us.
We are all the same. We believe the same. We want the same. We wish the same for our children and for our grandchildren. And that's all that there is. Just to have a good life, to have enough to eat, to be able to practice religion and your faith in any way you wish. And if you don't wish to practice religion, it's all the more better if it suits you.
Putnam echoes this message, saying he's optimistic about religious tolerance in America.
Don't believe the kind of funhouse mirror that we get from the media, especially the more sensationalist media, which says, no, we're divided into these two shouting groups and shouting at each other. In fact, we are, all of us, a pretty tolerant people. We have different views, of course, but we've learned over the decades to get along, and so cool it.
From Sarasota, for WMNF News, I'm Zach Badorf.